Once upon a time, in a mythical place called Cape Kennedy, an astronaut named Tony Nelson went up on a space mission. The missile went up, but something went wrong, and they had to bring it down. Captain Nelson landed on an island in the South Pacific, where he found a bottle. At least it looked like a bottle, but it didn't act like a bottle. Because in it was a genie. Oh, not your average everyday genie, but a beautiful genie who could grant any wish. Captain Nelson was so grateful, he set Jeannie free. Only she didn't want to be free. You know how it is when you've been cooped up in a bottle for 2,000 years? She wanted to have fun. And she wanted to have it with Captain Nelson. So she followed him back to Cocoa Beach, a mythical town in a mythical state called Florida. And there in this house, the girl in the bottle plays Spin the Astronaut.
I thought you went to sleep.
I thought you went to sleep, Master.
No, I decided to work on my model. Isn't it beauty?
Very nice. You must be hungry. Well, you ate hardly anything for dinner. I almost made it myself. You know what is in it?
Yes, 4,000 calories.
You are without shoes again. I will go fetch your slippers.
No, please. Don't bother.
Please, no bother at all, Master.
Jeannie, I don't like being fussed over. I mean, when I'm working, I don't like being fussed over.
But, Master, I do not...
Please, don't call me Master. It makes me feel like a fat old caliph.
Oh, thou art neither old nor fat. Thou art most handsome.
Am I? What did I do with that glue?
Oh, okay.
Hey, now be careful. Look, I put a lot of time in on this.
Do I not know it? Every night to fashion a child's toy.
It's not a child's toy. This is an exact replica of the one we're going to use next month.
Master, there's a moon out tonight. Would it not be pleasant to stroll along the beach?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, why don't you do that? There, it's done. How about that, huh? Looks real enough to blast off, doesn't it?
Well, Master, back to the old drawing board. What art thou laughing at?
Well, it's a little funny. What are you reading, Jean?
I'm reading a scroll. The Emancipation of Modern Woman. What does it mean?
Jeannie?
Oh, you don't have to worry about things like that.
Oh, but I do. I want to understand your way of life so that I can please you.
Well, you please me very much. Matter of fact, you're perfect.
Dost thou really think so?
Yes. Yes, I do. Oh, do you have to say dost thou? We say do you.
Oh. Do you think it would be possible for me to view the sights of your village tonight?
Why, certainly. No.
Why not?
Well, the way you dress, you look like a fugitive from a costume party.
Well, how should I dress?
I don't know. Why don't you pick out someone that dresses well and copy them? No, I don't think you get the idea.
Oh, but you do dress well.
Well, thank you very much, but I wish you'd stop these silly little tricks.
So, except for the manner in which I speak, dress, and act, I am perfect?
That's right. You just keep working at it. Remember, practice makes perfect. I'm a little late. I'll see you tonight.
Master! Hiya, Captain Nelson! How's the old boy?
Check manual mode ECS operation.
Manual mode ECS satisfactory.
Check O2 tanks 1 and 2 pressures.
O2 tank pressure 400 PSIA.
Check suit temperature.
Suit temperature is low.
Check suit pressure.
Suit pressure, normal. I'm feeling a little lightheaded.
Now give me a reading on your oxygen supply.
O2 flow is normal.
Okay, we're bringing you down, Tony.
Roger.
Yeah?
I mean, Roger, I'm coming down.
Oh.
Must have been a blockage in the oxygen valve.
Oh, we'll have it checked.
How are we feeling?
Hungry, sir.
Well, didn't you eat your tube of roast beef?
That's what made me hungry.
I'll see you in the morning, Captain.
All right. Get dressed. I got a real treat for you.
I found the greatest Chinese restaurant run by a Greek, and the eggs were young.
You have to count me out. I'm going to have dinner at home.
Really, how'd you swing that old bachelor, buddy?
Well, I have a girl who comes in part-time.
And she cooks dinner for you?
Yeah, sure. Every night.
Boy, where'd you find this treasure?
Oh, yeah. Pick her up on the beach. See you, Roger.
Hey, don't you think you could have this girl cook dinner for both of us some night?
No. You wouldn't like it. She's a terrible cook. What have you been doing?
I have been studying the emancipation of modern woman.
Oh, that. I guess you got so caught up in it, you forgot to do the housework, huh?
Oh, I did not forget. I decided to let you do it.
What, me?
How not to be a drudge. Share the work with him.
Now, come on. Now,
what is that?
Yeah, but that advice is for ordinary women. Now, you're not ordinary women. You're a genie. No, but now all you have to do is bat your eyes and presto.
No more presto. You must not take me for granted.
Yeah, I never did that, am I? I never... And besides, I'm an astronaut. I'm not a housekeeper.
Mm. You must widen your horizons.
Yes, and you must take...
Here, I have a present for you.
Now, this is going just too far. Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't.
Will you just calm down?
Yes?
Deliver it for Mrs. Nelson.
Mrs. Nelson!
Where do you want these?
Back at the store.
I'll take them.
Sign this, please.
What's going on here?
A woman should have the kind of wardrobe that makes her feel successful, alluring, and irresistible.
Huh?
Yeah. The mink coat will arrive tomorrow.
Mink coat? Where'd you get the money for all this?
Chapter 3. How to open a charge account.
Yeah, well, I want you to forget this subversive literature. All those boxes go straight back to the store. I don't know how you think I'm going to have the money to spend on this kind of thing. Jeannie, I just can't afford this. Jeannie.
You are pleased?
Pleased? You're beautiful.
Want to keep the gown?
Is it very expensive?
Insanely.
You may keep the insanely.
And the slippers?
And the slippers.
And the perfume.
And the perfume.
Thou art all heart.
You didn't learn that from reading any magazine.
You hungry?
Famished. Mm-hmm. What do we have?
Champagne.
Mm-hmm.
Caviar.
Mm-hmm.
Filet mignon.
What?
Oriental.
Fresh asparagus.
Mm-hmm.
Baked Alaskan.
Yeah.
Napoleon brandy with the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Well, what?
Aren't you going to conjure it up?
Oh, nay, master. No more of those silly little tricks. From now on, you will do the conjuring with the credit card.
Why don't I order for both of us? We'll have two filet mignon.
We will have fish.
Don't you like steak?
Lesson two. You must be independent, self-reliant, unpredictable, without seeming obvious.
We'll have two filet of sole.
May I suggest a white wine with the fish? A nice Chablis.
Yes, yes, that'll be fine.
Oh, I will have champagne.
Lesson number three.
No, five. An expensive woman is a popular woman.
Champagne, please.
Very good.
Jeannie, I think it's very nice that you want to learn more about modern American women, but a little knowledge can be a dangerous thing.
Do you realize, Master, that this is the first time you have ever taken me out? I want it to be a memorable occasion.
Oh, I'll remember it, all right. I'll remember how beautiful you look.
Well, that is because I'm having such a wonderful time.
Good.
I have not enjoyed myself so much since the night my master, the Sultan Harun al-Rashid, entertained the great Marco Polo.
You really met Marco Polo?
Oh, indeed, yes. We used to hunt wild boar together.
What was he like?
Oh, he was a wild boar.
Are you sure you needed these?
Yes, oh, yes. Poor beast.
Bonsoir, mesdames et messieurs. For your pleasure, the tailor of the peacock is happy to present a program of authentic harem dance.
Oh, I used to do those dances at parties for the Sultan.
Performed by the distinguished artist, Sara Liah.
Never been a harem dancer. That girl is an imposter.
Please.
She is not fit to dance for an audience of camel drivers.
Be quiet, Jimmy, please.
I'll show you how the dance should be done.
All right, now we are going home.
Oh, she calls that harem dancing?
Monsieur.
I know. We're going.
Not before you paid your bill?
Oh, sorry about that. $64.
That includes the amusement tax.
We were not amused.
Neither were we, mademoiselle.
She moves as gracefully as a dog scratching fleas.
She's my wife.
Sorry about that.
Here, keep the change. That's the funniest thing I ever saw.
That poor girl.
Well, I am pleased that it amused you, Master. Where are we going tomorrow night?
Nowhere.
Oh, but there are 17 more lessons that I have not tried out yet.
Yeah, well, forget it. I don't think they had you in mind when they wrote that magazine article, Jeannie.
But I want to be a typical woman.
Well, woman, maybe. Typical, never.
A woman, maybe. I have been practicing for over 2,000 years.
You just better keep right on practicing, young lady, because a woman doesn't act the way you did tonight. But your behavior this evening was absolutely disgraceful. Oh, and let me tell you one more thing. You still have a lot to learn. Oh, Jeannie, I'm ready for breakfast. Say, how about conjuring up some bacon and eggs? Now, Jeannie, come on. You might have waited breakfast.
See, demonstrator wanted. No experience necessary. Sam's Discount Center.
Good morning.
I'll be with you. Huh? Ladies, gaze upon the ultimate in kitchen wonders, the miracle oven.
Well, what about it?
What about it?
Well. Its wonders include an automatic timer, electric clock, stainless steel counter, built-in meat thermometer, an all-new built-in Roastrama interior. Whatever that is.
It's just like all the others. Come on, Pauline, let's try the shop across the street.
Oh, please, wait. If you do not fork over, I will not have a commission.
Oh, believe me, this miracle oven is truly magical.
For instance?
Well, it will cook whatever you desire. Instantly.
Instantly?
I will demonstrate. It is done.
I don't believe it.
I will show you.
Oh! Oh! What I saw, Pauline.
I think so, Frances.
I think I'll buy one. Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't like it. Yeah, really, ladies, when you get home, it won't work.
Miss, I'd like to see it bake a cake.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, what kind of a cake do you desire?
Oh, devil's food.
Food of a devil?
Oh. Well, chocolate cake with coconut icing. Uh-huh.
Here you are.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Hey, do you know what it is?
Sure. It's a fraud.
She's a fraud.
Ladies, will you please don't be excited? It's just some little misunderstanding, I'm sure.
Yeah. I was just pitching a demo so they would fork over a commission.
This discount store across the street sent you here to make trouble.
Oh, no.
Yeah, let's go. All right, no, she's not going anywhere.
Oh, yes, she is.
Don't let her get away.
Come on up.
Jeannie, there's no reason to be unhappy. It could have happened to anyone.
It could not have happened to a modern woman. You were right.
I'm a failure as a woman.
Oh, you are not. You're everything a man could want. You're warm and considerate and affectionate.
Oh, Master.
And you need an outlet for all that affection in you.
Oh, that is what I've been trying to tell you.
And I have the answer.
Yes?
You need a pet.
A pet?
Yeah, you know, like a dog or a cat or a parakeet. Did you ever own a pet back there?
Oh, yes, once. His name was Sim. The Sultan gave him to me.
Good. Well, first thing tomorrow morning, you run down to the pet shop and get one just like him. Or better yet, why don't you fetch old Sim here?
Oh, Master, thou art brilliant.